Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that. Dylon. Getting some traction on the old Twitter sphere here with our boy Kid Muse, who's ready to go to war for Pepe.
He was.
And we had to clarify that this was strictly Fan After Dark producers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Peytons, the Redheaded Baddies, and the Luciuses of the world are in their own category.
Maybe we can get – I bet you Sean and RJ would do it. They'd rank them. They don't care.
No, they don't. They don't. But at the same time, like, I mean –
I'd hope they put Pepe at one.
I don't work with Peyton, Lucius, or... Now, I honestly, though, of those three, though, I've worked with...
Alec.
The Redheaded Batty more than any of those three. By the way, I got to give a quick shout-out to Fatty Connie, a.k.a. Dan the Transmission Man's mom. She's a fan of the show. Feeling a little under the weather here the last couple days, and so she's going through it a little bit. And so wishing her a speedy get well as she tunes into the program. So we'll see what her PPRs are. Not sure where she stands on the producer rankings, but we'll find out. But shout out to our girl Connie, and get well soon.
And just a little bit of headlines. The Dodgers did take down the Phillies today, so they're up 2-0 in their series.
Man.
On the mound was Blake Snell. He went 6 innings and allowed 1 hit, 9 strikeouts. And you had, for the Phillies on the bump, you had Jesus Luzardo.
Oh, Jesus.
He went 6 innings, gave up 3 hits and 2 runs. They lose 4-3. The Dodgers up 2-0. You want to guess who drove in the runs? Any guess? Any
great? Ohtani.
Ohtani did drive in a run. He went 1-5.
How about my boy Tia Oscar Hernandez? I don't know if I'm butchering his name, but
incorrect.
Freddie Freeman,
incorrect. Freddie Freeman,
Mookie Betts,
incorrect.
Kurt Gibson,
incorrect.
Oral Hershiser,
incorrect. The answers we're looking for were
Fernando Valenzuela,
Will Smith, who looks like he came in a pinch,
getting jiggy with it. Na 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 na.
Will Smith came in a pinch hitting situation.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
It was 1-0 in the top of the seventh. Will Smith came in and hit a 2-run single. They gave them the bump to go up 3-0, and then they hold on to the lead with our boy was Shohei's. Shohei's was in the – he hit the 1-run single in the seventh. So they did all their damage in the seventh, and then the Phillies rallied.
Rally time.
1 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, but not enough. The Blake Snell and Shohei Ohtani-led Dodgers take the 2-0 lead. The Padres and Cubs are going at it right now. Padres up 7-3.
Oh, where's Degenerate Jake at?
And like you know, the Cubs
are... It's going to be a rough week for my boy.
The Cubs are down 1 in the series to the Padres. And the
I'm just telling you guys right now, if and when my Jayhawks beat Texas Tech on Saturday... Jake's getting dropped out of the power rankings altogether. Okay, I'm just putting that out there right now.
Well, we can go ahead and drop the Chiefs out of the power rankings. They lost 31-28 today. Ouch. The Trevor Lawrence-led Jaguars.
The Cowboys have a better record right now than the Chiefs do.
You're Yeah, they do. They do. They got less losses.
Fewer.
Shout out to the Jaguars. They are 4-1 taking care of the
South. It's so bizarre because, okay, so here's what the Chiefs have coming up, by the way. Detroit, Vegas, Washington at Buffalo. I mean, three of those four are tough ball games.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the next three are at home, and then you're at Buffalo. So, and then you get the Las Vegas game, you get Rashee Rice back.
Yes.
So.
I know everybody's clamoring for him. My fantasy football team is.
You tell it. Who you tell?
I'm 5-0 and I got Rashee Rice on the
bench. Richland Hills, stand
okay.
up.
What was the LeBron thing that happened today? Everyone's going crazy over.
He said his second decision is tomorrow.
Wow.
That's all he's saying. Another decision.
And he didn't give any inkling?
Nothing.
Nobody like leaked or found something?
It is pure speculation at this point. Now, apparently he's got a new movie or something, or show or video game or something like that. Some people are saying that's what it's for, and that because it's, you know, look, the overarching backdrop is he's going to announce that this is his final year in the NBA.
Now, it seems like the ticket resellers are on the same thought process.
Oh, look, tickets are going bonkers right now.
And you know, they want to be ahead on it.
Oh,
they don't want somebody getting it for cheap.
No.
So the get-in price, the cheapest ticket for the Lakers' final regular season game against the Utah Jazz,
$1,200,
was $80. I'm just saying what it was before. It was $80.
I'm guessing
$1,200.
That's my guess.
Dylan, you want to take a stab at
the get-in price?
Get-in price. So cheapest price, cheapest ticket.
Nosebleeds.
$1,600.
Both of you guys are shooting a little too high right now, and it might continue to go up.
You know it's going
to
go up.
And then especially if you were to say this is, then I assume it'll jump in the thousands.
Double. It'll double.
It's at 445 right now.
Oh,
so if you want to get to the last game, Lakers Jazz, I'm going to look right now. Fred, talk amongst yourself.
And that's regular season, by the way. Go ahead, Diamond.
Tomorrow's also Prime Day, and doesn't LeBron do stuff for the Amazon?
Oh.
What if he's going to announce he's like going to be a broadcaster? Draymond's doing it, and Kyle Lowry are on broadcasting contracts while being on an NBA contract. I could see that being that too.
But then, of course, the question is when? Right. And or maybe he's going to say very open ended, when I'm done, when my playing career is over, I'm going to go to the broadcast booth. And then the next natural follow up is, well, when's that? And he goes, we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, he made it pretty clear because someone asked him about Bryce, his son, and like wanting to play
with
him.
Well, apparently he's better than Bronny.
Well, that point aside, he was like asking if he wanted to play with them, and he was like, our timelines don't match up. Like, yeah. He's got another 2-3 years and me, you know.
Well, no, but my point in saying that he's better than Bronny, I mean, Bronny left after a year.
Yeah.
And wasn't great.
Well, was Bryce still in high school?
No, Bryce is at Arizona.
Oh, he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona now.
Okay, that game is at home, too, their final game. At State.
Oh, that.
Or at the Crypto Arena.
That.
7:30, April 12th.
Who are they playing?
The Jazz.
That sucks.
They play the Suns, Lakers, Thunder, Mavericks before. Those are their four final games.
Oh, that Mavericks game will be
April 5th.
Hot ticket. That'll be 2-3 grand.
It's minimum. It's in Dallas.
Oh, that 1,500 two G's. Easy.
Yeah.
To see LeBron. LeBron's last game in Dallas. I mean, provided unless you saw him in the playoffs, but last regular season game ever. Oh, you ain't getting in for less than 2 G's.
And you're getting Anthony Davis storyline. You're getting Luka storyline.
And don't let both teams be fighting for, you know, top four, top five spots. No, I think now, and again, just saying, I think the Mavericks will be in a better position going into that game in the postseason than the Lakers will be. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. Stranger things have happened.
And then they play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thunder, Warriors, Suns, Jazz. So if you want to get a ticket right now, I'm sure the tickets are literally going up as I'm speaking. $450 was what
as
was on
as you're talking right now.
What was on it? Okay, what we're all here for, Mark Sanchez. What did he do? We got new reports.
What didn't he do?
We got a little bit more. I believe the Indianapolis police kind of put out a more detailed of what happened to Mark Sanchez. I'll hand the mic over to you. Shout out to Corey Majors. He's sending me this article so we can give you guys a little bit more information on the Mark Sanchez story.
So this is from Pro Football Talk. And, of course, you know, they did a little aggregate journalism, right, pulling from other news outlets and what have you. And, obviously, the Indianapolis folks. And, of course, this all broke Saturday morning. And then, of course, the report from the Indianapolis Metro Police Department came out that afternoon when you and I were on the air. And I said then that something didn't smell right. And, of course, boom, now we know that there's something. There's far more sinister details emerging as a result of this. But so what happened, apparently, and this is according to Pro Football Talk regarding Mark Sanchez.
I do want to say before you even go, Adam Schefter did tweet. He was one of the first person to say it. Adam Schefter tweeted in a now-deleted tweet that Mark Sanchez was stabbed in a robbery and then never corrected himself and then deleted it like the next day and never said anything about it.
Of course he did.
And so that made all of us believe initially before the police report that Mark Sanchez got robbed, just like walking down the street, similar to what we saw happen to our boy Skylar Thompson overseas.
Yeah.
And then he got stabbed.
Except Skylar Thompson didn't get stabbed. I think he just got beat up.
Yeah.
There were scant details as it pertains to that, but it was before the Raiders and Colts game, so that's already a kind of a crappy assignment. But via the probable cause affidavit supporting the arrest, as explained by Jay Jackson of the Indianapolis Star, the victim was a 69-year-old truck driver who had parked a work box truck at a loading dock to collect used cooking oil from a hotel kitchen. Now here's the thing too. There was so much misinformation when this story first came out, because initially it was a DoorDash driver, right? Like that was some of the first things that came out. Now we know it was a guy that was driving a box truck that was pulling out grease from the hotel kitchen.
Why is Mark Sanchez in the hotel parking lot?
Well, so Bomani Jones said today, and he put this clip out as part of his What's Right or whatever the hell, the Right Time or whatever the hell his show's called, that there's some people alleging that he might have been on dust. Mark Sanchez, and apparently he's doing more than just drinking.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look, you
I don't know why you're just roaming a parking lot. Does it say what time all this happened?
I mean, it happened at night. Let's see. I'll see if there's any I'm sure there's some details.
I think it was after midnight. I think I remember.
I think it was like 12:30 or something like that. So
at 12:30, Mark Sanchez, knowing he has a game the next day, is roaming a hotel parking lot and
fighting grease truck delivery drivers. So the altercation began via the story posted by Michaela Springer of WISHTV.com when Sanchez told the driver that he couldn't stop his truck where it was parked.
So now
he's just being a manager, I guess. I don't know. Of a hotel that he doesn't work at. Sanchez added that he had spoken to the manager of the hotel. Look, part-time color commentator, part-time parking attendant, apparently, as well. The victim said he would call his own manager to figure out what was happening. Fair enough.
Pretty civil.
Mark Sanchez is telling me I can't park here. Just saying. Sanchez then climbed up onto the cab of the truck.
This guy is off the hinges.
He leaned over the driver's seat, and he looked in toward the middle area between the seats. The victim told Sanchez he wasn't allowed inside the truck. Makes sense. Sanchez, who, per the victim, smelled of alcohol and slurred his words, quote, kept repeating that he had spoken to a manager and they did not want bleep to replace the fire oil. The fryer oil. Security footage shows that Sanchez followed the victim as he walked around the truck and attempted to get the attention of a hotel security guard. Sanchez then blocked the victim's effort to get inside the truck. The surveillance footage shows Sanchez shoving the victim backwards.
Okay, this guy is off the hinges. This is a wild story.
Off the hinges when he jumps on the truck and says you can't park here.
I saw something that said the guy's age. Does it say it in there?
No, he's 69.
69-year-old man.
He's a 69-year-old dude just trying to do his job.
And Mark Sanchez is literally like bullying.
Late 30s. Yeah, he's drunk and on God knows what else. From the quotes in the article published by the Star, Sanchez was seen throwing the victim against a wall and then to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, the victim sprayed Sanchez in the face with pepper spray. From the affidavit, the pepper spray appeared to have an effect on Mr. Sanchez for a moment, but then he wiped his face and then advanced again toward the victim. So just to quick, you know, just a quick kind of replay of it. So he's been thrown against the wall, pulls out his pepper spray. Ah, and look, have you ever been pepper sprayed?
No, but I know it didn't seem nice.
It's not fun. All right. And the only reason I know this is because when we're in the military, they spray you with this gas. And so, I mean, for him to just be like, oh, here, like he's wiping his face after a run and then attacks the guy again. Yeah, you're on something.
He had to be seeing red.
He's on more than just booze. I'm just telling you that right now. We need to do a drug test. Anywho. And fair enough.
69 years old, too. This is not another 30-year-old that he's trying to bar fight.
Meanwhile, this guy's over here acting like a psychopath. The victim then became fearful that Sanchez would kill him.
Probably.
He reached for his knife and stabbed Sanchez 2 or 3 times in the chest. Sanchez reacted with a look of shock and left the scene.
So he just walks off. He goes, did you just stab me?
Okay. For his part, Sanchez told police he didn't recall what happened after grabbing for a window. He said while being interviewed in the hospital that he didn't know who had stabbed him or where it had happened. Sanchez, who was hospitalized with critical injuries, was arrested on three misdemeanors, battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. The victim was not arrested. Saturday's statement from the Indianapolis Police Department emphasized that the ultimate decision as to whether Sanchez will face formal charges will be made by the prosecutor's office.
What, that's one way to ruin your career. All right, how much jail time we think he's getting?
They said max would be like 1 to 6 years. I mean, he's got no previous record. So, look, here's what's going to happen. He's going to do there's probably going to be a civil trial. All right, he's going to get sued. So, this is going to cost him something. He has no, you know, previous record. He's going to get some sort of probation, supervised release, that sort of thing. And then we're going to find out he's got an alcohol problem. He's going to go to rehab.
I think you're pretty spot on.
I mean, that's what's going to happen.
He's got
a drug problem, too, because I'm sorry. But
no,
look,
we've all
been drunk. All been drunk. We've never, I mean, and maybe some people have tried to fight people in box trucks. I don't know.
Over grease in a parking lot?
But you're twisted. You're turned. So you're not.
And then the pepper spray hits you and it doesn't sober you up. And he's like, okay, let's go for real.
That's how we're going to
get. You want to go like that? 69-year-old.
So,
that's messed up.
And he got worked over pretty good, too. All right, final segment of the program. You know what? We have neglected your text messages. Let's read some text messages tonight and send you home next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.